Sunny Valley. The merits of a Dr. Cowan dental plate is best expressed by the amount of recommended patients. And to be recommended, an article surely must have pleased the person who did the recommending. Yes, there is merit in a Dr. Cowan dental plate, as many, many patients can testify. A good plate, well made, beautifully designed, precision assembled, carefully matched, made of good materials, and built for strength and performance, yet amazingly light in weight, assuring you of real mouth comfort. A Dr. Cowan dental plate will effectively replace your faulty natural teeth, will add much to your facial appearance, will give you that feeling of mouth satisfaction, which can only be experienced and enjoyed by those people whose teeth are bright and gleaming and complete. Dr. Cowan dental plates come to you well recommended, price right, and a practical and convenient credit arrangement to take care of their moderate cost. Ibsen Hill in Los Angeles, 506 South Hill Street, the main office of Dr. Cowan, the friendly dentist. Well, folks, again, we bring you a chapter out of the lives of the folks who live in Sunny Valley. That picturesque little community nestling in the security of its surrounding hills. Sunny Valley, the story of homey, kind folks like Ma and Pa Simpkins, who run the general store, and a host of other good people who call Sunny Valley home. It seems the community has taken it upon themselves to suggest that Ma and Pa Simpkins use the reward for the finding of Georgie Mitchell for the purpose of building a new schoolhouse for Sunny Valley. And another thing which the community has undertaken to handle is the matter of Mr. Cleany, the little fellow's stepfather. One little word he said to Fred Tracy down at Parkville has grown into a good-sized story. And now it seems everyone is agog over the news that he's remaining in Sunny Valley indefinitely, which isn't good news to the folks down at Simpkins General Store. Well, it's Friday evening and the night of the box supper down at the church. Everyone who can possibly come is there, and it's just about time for the auction of the boxes to take place. Grandpa Simpkins has been asked to act as auctioneer. The honor, we can assure you, has gone completely to his head. Dressed in his uniform, he's the cock of the walk.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess they can't hear you, Granddad.
River Hawk and Al Kelsey, I'll make them hear me. Ladies and gentlemen,
did I should help you to get him quiet, Granddad?
I should say not. Didn't I chase them fellows over hill and dale at the Battle of Bull Run? And if I can win a war, I can make a lot of women stop talking to a lot of fellas.
Well, here's your king. You might try tapping that on the floor.
I won't do nothing of the kind. I got my own method of bringing these people to attention. I could have my old trumpet, but I reckon the mouth organ is as good as any. Yes. A number what Lum thought up all by himself, called the Looney Cowboy Band. Great boy!
There was a little girl down on the farm, the cutest you ever seen. But she pinched her nose and strained her arm when she played an old accordion. Cowboy came to town one day, he was the best by far, and he stole the lady's hearts away when he played on an old guitar. We got a singing trio in this band, boy, they sure are hot. They don't know the words, but here they stand, giving you the best they got. Music every day that sounds like an old tin pan, but the music you love is the kind we play with a cool cowboy band.
Now, folks, we come to that grand and glorious episode of selling all these grand and glorious boxes. Now, we will now begin on this red satin.
25 cents.
Now, hold on, young fella. I ain't begun yet.
Besides, 25 cents is ridiculous. Why, that red satin alone must have cost a pretty penny. Oh, but it didn't. It's the leading to the red sofa cushion that the lady Dave made for the priest to study. Well, you know, I wondered where the rest of that red satin went to.
Going, gone.
Yeah, Grandpappy, you got the cart before the horse. Get the bidding on the box.
Everybody. Now, how much am I to get on this here red satin box? Or what was made out of the leavings of the red soapy pillar?
25 cents.
50 cents, 50 cents, 50 cents once, 50 cents twice, 50, going. $1, $1 once, $1 twice, gone. What's $1? Gone to Esri Critter Tree for $1.
Why not have the program first and then auction off the rest of the boxes? My, everybody will be so stuffed they won't be able to sing or enjoy themselves at all.
See, that's a good suggestion, Ma. Grandpap, Ma has suggested we have our little programming first and then do the auction. Well, that's a good idea, yes.
Well, everybody, it has been suggested that we have our little programming first. And then sell the box office. I reckon the fellas can wait a little longer to get to set with their gals.
Oh, let Mr. Simpson sing that swinging moon piece of his while you're making up your mind what you're going to do next. Come on, Mr. Simpson.
All right, folks. I'll be glad to. It's called Rockabye Moon, Miss Doolittle.
Thank you.
heavy as a ton of river bottom mud and pretty to pick up.
Look, sometimes to see.
25 cents.
20 cents.
$2.
Oh, well, that must be Ma Simpkins' box.
Yes, well, I give it away from you. $2.25.
$2.30.
Now, look here, Grandpap. You can't be sure the auctioneer.
I reckon I got to get me a box and a woman, too. Going.
$2.50.
$2.50. $2.50. All right, it's fixed. Going to $2.50.
Well, for pity's sake, let's get on with the program and then finish the boxes like we planned.
Sure.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the boys is going to play a little ditty called Moonlight on the River Colorado.
Say so, Messiah. Land is clear from Sunny Valley to Pigeon Hollow that he's staying to look over some land situation
something. Well, I still think it's how I should have got that reward. But that's what I get for trying to help folks.
Huh. You mean that's what happens when you stick your nose in other folks' affairs.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something, Marcy Doolittle. If you wasn't
now,
in the
now,
church...
Now, Messiah, hold yourself in hand. Everybody that's here is having a good time now.
Yes, I reckon. Like the preacher and Edie Roberts over there. Why, I wish she'd hurry up and get out of the county. Maybe some of the rest of us would have a chance.
Well, there's that new man, Mr. Clee, Messiah, and he ain't a lightning rod salesman either.
Why, Marcy, don't
folks, Grandpap has asked me to remark that my daughter, Ellie Mae, and Miss Edie Roberts will play a duet called A Hillbilly Wedding in June.
I reckon that's what we'll be seeing in June, too.
Back in the hills of Tennessee, a girl waits patiently for me. And when I asked if she was where, she's out of words. My sweetheart says there'll be a hillbilly wedding in June for me to be. got here, we'll be waiting with you. For me the bell can be ringing too soon. The preacher man will be there with the maiden so fair. That's right, he'll be waiting with you. As we walk down the aisle, the fair I promise you. Then my ma and my pa walk up and say good luck to you. We'll be so happy beneath the mountain moon. At the hill, we'll be waiting in June.
And now, just for the fun of everybody here, let's all sing that lovely old tune, Billy Boy, eh? What do you say?
Well, I reckon I don't have to eat your box anyhow. I got some more over here.
Better stop stuffing yourself, too. You won't sleep a wink. You know very well a body can't sleep on a full stomach.
Well, that's all right, because I always sleep on my back.
I about give up hope of ever seeing it again. Well, Sissy, I found it. Here. And it holds out 4 $1 bills and 2 50-cent pieces. I thought it was a $5 bill. That's what I said, and I told him so. And you know what he said back to me? I know it was a $5 bill, Miss Mathias, but I was afraid you wouldn't have no change handy.
Miss Mathias, I want to say I'm sorry for saying what I did, and I know you think I'm an old fool, but I reckon it's how you knowed some that was worth fools. I say, I reckon you knowed some that was worth fools than me.
You don't need to holler, Grandpap. I ain't deep. I heard you the first time. I was just trying to think.
Folks, the boys is going to play one more number, and then Grandpap will finish the auction of the boxes. What do you want them to play?
Oh, I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad.
Yeah, that's a good one, Dad.
But play them both.
When the time comes for immediate dental attention, you can make a reasonable arrangement to pay your account is a satisfaction which you can enjoy. But it eliminates or helps eliminate that worry which usually attends lack of cash in such cases. Dr. Cowan's Dentistry on Credit plan will enable you to get good dental attention without any additional charge for its convenience. Fifth and Hill in Los Angeles, the main office, 506 South Hill Street, a dental landmark. In Hollywood, right opposite the Corner Brothers Theater, corner of Hollywood Boulevard at Wilcox. In Long Beach, 107 West Broadway, corner of Broadway and Pine Avenue. In Glendale, 103 North Brand Boulevard, over the Owl Drugstore brand at Broadway. In Pasadena, 12 South Euclid at Colorado. Office hours daily at all Dr. Cowan dental offices, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays. And for those of you who need Sunday dental attention, the main office of Dr. Cowan at Fifth and Hill serves you every Sunday from 10 until 1 o'clock. Sunny Valley is written and produced by Noreen DeMille. Brought to you every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 9 p.m., Sundays at 7:30. Until we meet, we bid you all a fond good night. Thank you. Gus Mack speaking. This is the Southern California Network.
This is KFWB, Hollywood, California. Deacon's Van and Storage.